Watch, Man Crucified for 36th Time in Philippines Good Friday Tradition. By Francis Martel on April 18, 2025. The small town of San Pedro Cutut in the Philippines continued its annual tradition of staging real crucifixions to mark Good Friday, honoring its most prolific participant, Carpenter Ruben Inahe, with the bloody ritual for a 36th time. Inahe, 64 years old, told reporters that he expects this to be his last year nailed to a cross, as he really can't do it anymore. He was one of 10 men crucified this year, the highest number in recent memory. Warning: graphic images. Good Friday is the Christian holiday that observes the day Jesus Christ was crucified and killed. It is part of Holy Week, the holiest set of observances on the Christian calendar, and begins the countdown to Easter, the holiday celebrating Christ's resurrection. Joining those crucified this year were reportedly over 100 people performing a separate ritual known as penitencia, or penance, in which Christians walk alongside those carrying their crosses, self-flagellating and receiving lashings and other blows from fellow participants. The practice leaves the faithful participating in penitencia, mostly men, with backs nearly entirely covered in blood, and is meant as a form of absolution of sin and an attempt to become closer to Jesus Christ. Warning: graphic images. The Philippines is one of the world's most Catholic countries, boasting a nearly 80% Catholic population. In addition to Catholics, another 6.5% of Filipinos identify as another denomination of Christian, meaning over 85% of the country observes Holy Week and the subsequent Easter holiday. According to the Filipino Inquirer, the tradition in San Pedro Cutut, Pampanga, began in 1962, initially with participants tied up to the cross. Inahe, considered the keeper of the tradition, reportedly did not recall when the rope was replaced by real nails. The man, who formerly placed Jesus in the Passion play reenacted on Good Friday, began submitting to annual crucifixions in 1986 after falling off of a building while working as a carpenter. Warning: graphic images. While I was falling, I uttered the words Dios co. My God, and the next thing I knew I was on the ground, but fully conscious, Inahe said in a 2020 interview. It was a miracle I survived the fall without a bone broken. In fact, when I was on the ground, I did not stand up immediately thinking I broke my legs and body, but after a few moments I found out I was okay. I owe my life to Jesus, that's why every Good Friday I have to undergo the crucifixion ritual. Inahe told the agence France Presse, AFP, that he expects this year to be his last on the cross. I really can't do it anymore. They had to aim portable fans at me earlier just for me to breathe normally, he explained. The outlet noted that during part of the procession, Inahe tumbled down an embankment after being shoved by a participant portraying a Roman soldier. Inahe has hinted at retirement in past year, however, only to return. I will try to still take part in the ritual next year. But if not, I know someone will take my place and continue the tradition, DPA International quoted Inahe as stating. This year, Inahe named a successor to portray Jesus during the Passion play in 2026, Arnold Maniago, who was crucified for the 24th time this year. The carpenter and his successor are far from the only participant who has been crucified for many years in succession. Another veteran participating on Sunday was Wilfredo Salvador, who endured his 17th crucifixion, and Fernando Mamangun, who was crucified for the 29th time. Mamangun's son, Rolando, was crucified for the second time this year. Arnold Pangilian was the only participant the Inquirer identified as being crucified for the first time. Many of those participating do so to ask God for health, safety for their family, or other personal intentions. In 2024, Inahe said that he no longer prayed for anything for himself because the Lord has given me everything I've asked for, plenty of jobs for my family. This year, temperatures in San Pedro Cutut reached 39 degrees Celsius, or about 102 degrees Fahrenheit. A significant health risk for the middle-aged and older men who typically partake in the crucifixions. The reenactment reportedly lasted over 2 hours. The Philippine Star documented the hospitalization of at least one participant, taken away on an ambulance. Pampanga crucified 10 people in 2024, including many repeat participants. The tradition has increased in popularity since its cancellation under President Rodrigo Duterte. Allegedly as an attempt to limit the spread of the Wuhan coronavirus in 2020 and 2021. Duterte, currently on trial at the International Criminal Court, ICC, for crimes against humanity, openly discriminated against Catholics, encouraged Filipinos to kill bishops, and claimed to have been molested by a priest as a child. In stark contrast, President Ferdinand Marcos Jr., who succeeded Duterte, offered a brief but solemn message marking Good Friday. On Good Friday, we remember the sacrifice that defined faith, compassion, and forgiveness. May this day serve as strength and guidance for every Filipino family, he said in a statement. While Pampanga's crucifixion tradition is unique in the country, services to observe Good Friday took place across the Philippines. In San Miguel, Bulacan, locals participated in penitence rituals and similarly reenacted the Passion. The reenactment featured locals playing Roman soldiers and mockers, following Jesus' path to Calvary symbolized by the San Isidro Labrador Parish Church, the Philippine outlet ABS-CBN explained. As they marched, a man with a megaphone delivered a script laced with mockery, enhancing the realism of the performance. People need to see this, so they may be awakened to do good, one participant explained. In Manila, believers congregated at the Quiapo Church for a tradition honoring Jesus and Mary, the Sorrowful Mother, with elaborate art marking the Passion. Follow Francis Martel on Facebook and Twitter.